Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Create Your Life series. And this time we are talking about the gift of choice. And I'm so excited that my good friend Glenna Rice is here with us to talk about the body. What does the body know? And are you listening to your body? This is always such a huge topic for everybody when we talk about bodies. So I'm so excited. So first of all, for those of you who may not know Glenna, I'll tell you a little bit about her. You can read up about her on the live page, and I'm sure you did in the email already. But Glenna is a Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, and she does a lot of body classes. And I was lucky enough to attend one of her body classes in January this year spontaneously. I don't even think I knew she was here in Vienna, the body class. It just happened. She was, I guess I was at another class, COP. And she was there, and we were talking, and it's like, oh, maybe I'll come. But I didn't decide until like midnight or 1 o'clock, you know, and the class was starting at 9. And oh my God, you know, sometimes those spontaneous choices, you know, this is called the gift of choice. Those spontaneous choices create so much more than you could possibly even imagine. And I had a wonderful 3-day body class, life-changing. It always is. And at the time, it's like, well, I don't really need one. You know, I just had one recently. But I have to tell you, each time you do a body class, it's different. And it's like, you know, when I did this one with Glenna, it was like my body just opened up even more, you know, because this was only my second one. So my body opened up even more, and it was like, wow. And I experienced things that, it's like, what's going on? You know, it was amazing. And I had no idea, right? So I didn't know. Whenever I go into a class or anything, it's like I would go in without any expectations. Like, I'm just going to be open and receive whatever shows up. And Glenna was an absolutely wonderful facilitator. And I learned so much from watching you, Glenna. So thank you so much, number one, for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And just being the gift that you are while you're facilitating, as present as you're being, and being willing to ask the participants, what do you know? You know, what does your body know? Instead of just, you know, giving an answer or coming to some conclusion, it's about being in the question. And I really love that about, you know, how you were facilitating and showing us and just being with us. And I don't even know what all we talked about, but, you know, during those classes, you just, you don't know what's going to come up. And so some of the stuff that did come up for me was life-changing and wonderful. And I had stuff, right? I had stuff. And did it really have to do with the body? I didn't think so. I thought it was a mental thing. But my body is really happy with the choices that I made because I attended that class and from the facilitation. So thank you. And welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Laura. That was a beautiful introduction. And oh, that class was wonderful. Yeah, that was in Austria. We had people from Russia. We had a whole bunch of people from all over the world that came and flew in for that class. And yeah. You were a fabulous contribution, I have to say. And I do remember one conversation of something about money and receiving from your husband. And the next time I saw you, you were like, oh, yeah, this all this stuff changed. I was like, yes.
Right? Yes. And yeah. So I never put the two together that, you know, money, the body, and that stuff could be a contribution to the body. But let me tell you, this was about getting a car. My husband wanted to get a car. And I'm like, no, we don't need it. You know, it's a lot of money, blah, 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 right? Going into my head. And then I asked Glenna about that, and she asked me some questions, you know, we came, you know, got some awarenesses, and we got the car, and I love it. My body loves it. And oh my God, when I came back from India, it's like, oh my God, I was like, I can hardly wait to get in the car and drive with, we call her Gloria. It was the most wonderful experience. It's so...
Did you say in India?
Yeah, because we had gone to India, right? And so the car is there, or where we were anyways. The There's lots of bumps and stuff. So
I'm sorry, I'm just impressed if anyone says they drive in India.
Oh, no, India. I didn't drive. Sorry, no. Yeah, I did not drive.
Well, anyway, India driving is, I have driven with people.
Yeah, India driving is crazy. I don't know how they do it, you know?
No. Okay, I don't either.
But I drive in North America, and like I have no problem. But there, it's like I don't. There's no rules. Anyways,
there's en masse cars that go in one direction.
But they all know what they're doing, you know.
And they can't never hitting each other.
They don't hit each other. So it's like, okay, cool. You know, so it's like, I'll let you drive. Right. But it was the experience of the different, of being in our car, which is so comfortable. So I hate to use the word luxurious, but so comfortable, you know, and you don't feel any bumps, you know, nothing.
Yes, the roads are bumpy. That's so cool. So, you know, that's a great place to start talking about. So the name I came up with yesterday was Your Body Knows. Are you listening?
Yeah. And
it's funny when, you know, getting a car, what does it have to do with your body? Well, I mean, we sit in the car and we drive and it drives us around and things like that. But a beautiful car that you're comfortable in, how does your body feel different? I mean, what, when you were looking at the car, you were looking at money and how much it would cost. No, you don't really have to have it. You can drive in your old car. You're going to get where you have to go. But there's a different energy of receiving for your body that creates a joy and peace and ease, which is what you just were talking about in your life.
Yes.
When your body has that and receives that, and it's about receiving, and your body knows the kind of things that you can receive that are going to make it happy and joyful and create your life easier and create more and greater for everything around you. Your body has this information because it has a little giggle. And what we've done and learned to do, and you know, the countries we were all born in, is not ever listen to that. Because it's wrong. It's selfish. It's not really required. Our bodies can suffer greatly and we will still live to be 80 or 90 years old with all that suffering. Why have joy and fun and ease and peace in your body? Because what if it's just because it's fun? It makes you happy and it creates more for you. Cool thing, it also creates it more for everyone around you, because just hearing your story is an invitation for that possibility in other people. So when we choose more and choose more ease, glory, fun, joy for our bodies, everyone gets that also, because we're changing a whole vibration on the planet when we're willing to have that. Whew. Yeah. Do you podpock on this show?
Yes. Yes. Everybody knows that we do pod and pocking. We, you know, we do use Access Consciousness clearing statement and tools and processes. And I always write down the link for the, but go ahead. Well, I do
okay,
that.
Cool. So just everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that energy in your body, that your body gifts you. Could we destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyonds. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a car. It's beautiful food. It's a nice clothes that are wonderful for your body, what it wants to wear each day. Maybe something that's so outside of your budget you'd never even look at it, that you can try on and go, oh, wow, this is a really different energy when I put this on. It's kind of a fun thing to do, is to go outside your budget, go to a store and try on crazy stuff, or go to a place with, you know, a car shop and a dealership and try sit in a car that you've never sat in before. I sat in a Ferrari a couple years ago because a friend was doing a jewelry show and I went to see her show at the dealership. It was like this cross, you know, pollinating thing they were doing. And one of the dealers said, oh, yeah, you can go sit in that. And he turned it on and it was like, and every cell in my body got turned on by this car. And then I went, wow, I'd like to have one of these cars someday. Mm-hmm. You know, triple, double, quadruple outside of the price range of the car I have. But what if? Put that out there. Throw it out to the universe. My body certainly had fun. And how can my body contribute to me receiving, if I get out of the way, those amazing things? I mean, if I was making that kind of money so I could get that car, how fun would that be?
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like sometimes we don't realize when we're making choices, you know, and we're deciding and concluding that, you know, what else is going to show up or can show up because of a choice that we make, right, for our bodies. And so, you know, I've only recently in the past year started including my body in my life and asking questions of what is my body like and, you know, what would be fun for my body and so on. And so now that we have this wonderful car, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I said to my husband, it's like, oh, you know what? I feel like going away somewhere, you know, going somewhere where it's warm and sunny, you know, and like, maybe we can go to the sea somewhere, you know? And so he, of course, he's like, okay, spontaneously we went. And oh my God, I'm sure some of you have seen the pictures on Facebook, but it was absolutely breathtaking and beautiful. And, you know, when I was in Canada, I hated going on road trips, to be honest. I hated road trips. But now it's like, I look forward to it. It's like, it's so comfortable. I see so many beautiful things. I experience so much. I love the sea and I love the sun. So, and good food and nice hotels, nice places to stay. My body likes that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's our body, you know, it's, we kind of don't get that all those things we're experiencing, our body experiences, when you as an infinite being, you know, which let's just say, are you an infinite being? Yes or no? You can have a choice, infinite, limited. We might be limited sometimes, but I think most of us probably on this Zoom here would probably go, oh, I'd really prefer the infinite being thing.
Yes.
So as an infinite being, you're pretty big, massive, amazing, infinite, and you got this cool body. But it's your body that experiences all these things. You, as an infinite being, when you don't have a body, the beach, well, you probably enjoyed it some way, I'm not exactly sure, but you're certainly not there with a body. You're mm-hmm. not eating. You definitely don't require money. So all these wonderful things we're talking about that are so judged often in this reality are things that your body enjoys.
Oh, my body, and it's even as you say that, it's like, oh, my body just loves it. And it's like, you know, you can see my face glowing in the pictures, and you can see the joy and the happiness that is just exuding out of me in those pictures, you know, and it's like, it's the sun, it's the sea, it's the love of my life, you know, and it was like so much ease, you know, and it's like, wow, this is me, and this is the joyful me, and this, I love this, you know, and so now it's like, okay, even this weekend, it's like, looks like we're going on a road trip, and because number one, we can, and we're choosing it, and it's comfortable, you know, and it's like, wow, who knew? I had no idea. So I'm so grateful and so thankful to that we had that conversation, and I'm so grateful for Gloria. Like, it's, she's a wonderful, wonderful contribution. Can you talk about that, how things, you know, yeah, material objects, things, cars, houses, whatever, can be a contribution to mm-hmm. you?
Well, I think we have been talking about that. I was just getting how, what that car's created beyond just driving and having the car, it's creating you going to a beach. I mean, my body's getting excited. I love beaches also. They're very healing for me to walk. You know, I live in California, San Francisco area, so the beach isn't too far. It's not a warm beach, rarely. Sometimes in the summer it is, but mm-hmm. just going there, even in the cold and walking on the beach.
Yeah.
Exactly. Creates for my body. So that car, receiving that car, you were receiving more than just that. You were receiving this energy that you love at the beach. You start to hear your body differently when you give it a second to tell you what it enjoys. And it is really about this listening to what it would like. We totally override it. So everywhere you have overrode everything your body desires, we're just going to go with that. Everything that, would you like to destroy and uncreate that, please?
Yes.
And that is times a godzillion, right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. There's a lot of energy there. You know, and everywhere you have overridden everything that your body desires. I want to say something else. Based on the context of this reality, can we destroy and uncreate everything that that is?
Yes.
Times a godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds.
So what I'm getting from that is that, you know, like I said, I just started including my body a year ago. So for the first 50 years of my life, I was separate from my body. I didn't want to have anything to do with my body. I was like, we had a love-hate relationship. Yeah. It probably loved me. I didn't like it very much, you know, like all that wonderful stuff. And so I never thought to ask what, you know, body, what would be fun for you? What would be luxurious for you? What would be nice for you? What, you know, what do you like to eat? Or I didn't ask any of that, right? And so I was just like going, bulldozing, thinking.
I don't really know of any kind of a modality on the planet or any place that I've ever heard of, any kind of a school, university, practice of any sort that I've ever heard that actually asks you to do this, to include your body in the creation of your life. Some people say, oh, your body's a temple. But most of those are all designed on totally having your body have less and trying to make it okay, not truly including your body in the creation of your life, which is so, like, the more I look at it, it's totally absurd that we live on a planet with bodies and no one talks about what it's like to include your body in the creation of living and embodying on this planet. Like, what a strange thing to not have available, except right now, the only place I really know it's happening is with the tool of access consciousness. It's so different.
And as you're saying that, there's a lot of energy that's coming up around that. It's like creation of your life with your body. What does that even look like?
It looks like everything. I mean, I've been asked this question lots of times, and it's like, creating with your body. I did a whole year series on actually creating with your body, a monthly series where we talked about all sorts of different things. because it started coming up in my body classes about a year ago, maybe 2 years. Yeah, 2 years ago, people started really asking, what's it like to create with your body? I want more awareness about this. I want to have more gratitude for my body. And I started looking at, well, everything we do is creating with your body. I'd like you to find things where we don't create with our body. Like just this conversation we are having right now, it's my body that's talking. Mm-hmm. That's getting the information out there that people are hearing with their body. And there's billions and billions of energies that aren't your body that are also available, but the body is everything we're doing while we live on this planet. While we're creating these lives here is creating with your body, from typing on your, you know, phone, messages. Your thumbs are doing it. I mean, you can say, hey, thumbs, how much ease can you have typing today? I always get in trouble because I only do it with one hand because my daughter's like, you need to do it too. Makes you look old.
I can't do it. I can't do it with one hand or two. I'm so bad at that, you know.
On it so much too. So I'm asking my other thumb, what do you need to know? What do I need to listen to about you so it's easier for you to do too? Or body, do you even want to type with two thumbs? Yes or no? Sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not. That's including my body in the creation of my life, because so much of my business is done when I'm traveling is on the phone. It's that simple.
I was just going to say, those are really simple questions.
Yeah.
to include your body in your everyday life. And that's what it says, but it's about the everyday life, not just when something significant is going on, right? But like every day, all the time.
Creating your future. You know, body, what would you like to choose today that would create a greater future for us? Mm-hmm. What could we choose today that, you know, could create more in our future? What, you know, the car is a great example. It created total change in your future. And it could be, I mean, and we'll go back, like just typing, it could be easier for me to type. That may create more ease in my future because I may not have to be on my phone as long and I can do other things. Mm-hmm. Or on my computer. And when you're not creating with your body, and I mean, I'm a physical therapist by trade. That's what I got my degrees in, and I have practiced for years. Now I mostly just travel and teach. But tons of people came in with carpal tunnel syndrome. You guys have probably heard of that. You know, mm-hmm. When they're really sore, mostly because they're typing all the time. Well, that's their point of view about it. But they're never including, I mean, they were never, one of the things that was really clear, including their body in the creation of it. Or their body was really trying to show them and tell them something about what was happening in work at work that they could possibly change to create something greater. So it would tell them by giving them awarenesses, it turned into pain, and then actually over time would actually create a physical change in their body about things that weren't working at work. But the number of times I heard, you know, they didn't like their job, or mm-hmm. they decided they didn't like their job, they didn't like a coworker. There was something like that going on, since a lot of their, how many people aren't typing on computers these days? I mean, even if you have a job that's physical, different ways, you're still on the computer so much now. So it would be giving them information about something that could change, which would create a different future. And often finding out what it was about work that they didn't like and seeing if that could change. Maybe the person they're working with, what would it take for them to go away? Or what would it take for me to be changed to a different department? Those kind of questions. Or what would it take to work in a different office or work in a different situation? Those kind of questions would start to change the information they were getting that had created this carpal tunnel syndrome, and it could go away. So that's another way you're creating with your body all the time. So when you start including it, because it knows, and we pretend we can't hear it. We totally pretend, or we just can't because we've never learned its language.
Yeah.
But it has all this information, so if you start creating with it, things get amazingly easier.
So the body is always giving us information of some sort, right? Whether, I'm not talking about just the aches and pains and stuff, but even, you know, when you get all excited, it's like, hey, all right, I'm like so full of life and energy and vitality. It's like, oh, this, my body likes this. This is cool. And when your body is giving you like other things, like, I don't know, neck pain, back pain, something pain. It's like that's a opportunity to ask the body questions about, hey, body, what's going on?
Absolutely.
Right? What do you require?
What is this? What are you trying to tell me here? Almost every energy you perceive in your body is information about everything around you, which is part of creating with the body in this reality. It's part of embodiment, really. It isn't, you know, we embody in this reality, and part of what our body does and gives us is the information of everything around us. All of these different energies. And many of the things we were defining as pains or problems or aches or uncomfortableness are these energies. And we've never been shown we're never even given the idea that it's something different than a pain. So we go to this one word pain to describe billions and billions of possible energies that we're perceiving, which your body can start becoming very insistent if it's really trying to get you some information. Like what a simple one is calm, fairly common, is if there's back pain, mm-hmm. that are behind you, you're not willing to look at. Now, not every time, the body isn't that linear. It's not rational, it's very irrational, and it will do whatever it takes to get you information, especially once you start listening to it more. And I'm not totally ignoring it, it will try to get you the information. So, yeah, and you talked about nice, pleasurable, fun sensations, which actually many of these things we're calling pain actually are those. We're just, anything we feel in our body, we turn into pain. Mm-hmm. We decide it's pain, or we define it as pain, or we hear that translation as the word pain. Often they're not. I now walk around the planet because I was, you know, never had this point of view. I didn't know. I mean, my body always talked to me and I kind of had some inkling when I worked on bodies, but I thought it was funny. Like I'd feel someone else's neck pain after I got off work and I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. I wouldn't freak out. So there was some kind of clue in I had years ago. But now I'll walk down the street and I'll feel like these wafts, kind of a beautiful, yummy, crazy, pleasurable energies. And I'll kind of just pause and go, wow, that's available too. So by not listening to your body, you also exclude this magic of having a body on this planet.
Wow, just that concept of the magic of having a body is like, it's so foreign to me, I'm going to say, foreign. And there's like a resistance, you know, because I mean, I've always heard it's a gift to have a body and, you know, your body's a temple, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, but I don't know, like I'm finally starting to appreciate and acknowledge and be okay with my body, but it's still like the magic of being with my body and my body creating my future. It's like, and I'm so much stuff is coming up. So for me, it's like, I'm still not quite there yet. I'm getting there. The more I do body processes and run bars and do clearings, I'm getting there better and better. But it's like, when you have had a lot of trauma with your body,
yeah,
or your body's experienced a lot of trauma, who, it's like, who's experiencing trauma, you or your body, right? So,
well, your body can experience trauma. It tends to not have the same point of view that you do have about it. Most injuries, traumatic, if it's like that kind of a trauma, like a car accident or getting beat up or falling down or something like that, the body's really capable of, in so many ways, to heal these traumas. They're magical at that. That's part of the magic of the body. And if you don't have a point of view, it's much easier. Your points of views tend to create the trauma hanging on. But this whole reality is kind of like, and we're just talking about this in Access this week, like this creates this whole post-traumatic stress disorder, mm-hmm. that we kind of have going on all the time, because everything we seem to create doesn't turn out where it could go. And if you're really creating amazing, the entire, like lots of people come on to you, like bring you back into place. All of that can be traumatic energetically. And so it doesn't have to be physical trauma. But physical trauma, I've had people that had surgeries that were really asking their body if it was required, and the body was a yes. And having those surgeries heal miraculously in weeks. I've seen broken bones like set themselves with a body process in a few minutes, and then only having to have a cast on for less than 4 weeks, or not even have a cast. I've even mm-hmm. seen that happen. So the healing process of your body is dynamic and ongoing. Our bodies are always creating ourselves. Our cells are new in a few months, our bones are new in 7 months, like everything's always completely regenerating, constantly regenerating ourselves. Mm-hmm. So healing is not a difficulty. Our points of views about the trauma tend to create it. So all your points of views and all the post-traumatic stress disorders of this reality, stressor systems of this reality, creating those points of views that keep you from having the dynamic, generative, healing body that's truly possible for you, can we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Yes. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. It's not saying that these traumas didn't occur. It's our points of views about them that create them lingering, mm-hmm. being significant beyond what's required. You know, it's like if you can change your point of view about them, often the body can just go, okay, gotcha. Got your back. Here we go. Let's heal this. Let's change this. And I see that, you know, often.
And it's true that your body does do so much more than you think it's going to do or can that it can do. You know, it's like it's sometimes, you know, I've not, and we're going to take some questions. So yeah, not to worry, Karen and Caroline, just one second. I just want to share this really quickly. Sometimes I've noticed that, you know, when I've got a lot of stuff going on, right? And it's like, I don't have time to be sick. And as soon as I suddenly experience one little small thing, it's like, nope, body, we don't have time for this. So this has got to go right now. And within a few minutes, it's gone. And I'm perfectly fine. And it's like, cool, cool. And then at that moment, I did acknowledge the body and said, thank you, body, right? Because it's like, I can't handle this right now because I got so much stuff going on. So we can't be sick. We can't do this. We can't do that. So return, go, go, go. At that time, it was before access. Now it's like, return to center. What the heck is this? You know, and now it's much easier. Thank goodness. But, you know, the body is so accommodating and has your back when we actually ask for something of it, right?
Yes, it does. It's so willing to give to us. It's kind of cool. It's really cool. It has our back. It will do whatever we ask, and we're usually asking it to suffer, to be miserable.
Wow.
Creating without including it, and it's like just going along for the ride or trying to help you out with whatever you're creating and trying to help you by giving you information that you just call pain. These are the kind of things, the way we actually tend to work with our body. Instead of including it and asking it what it knows, how it can contribute, I mean, asking your body what it would like to eat today. What a simple question. Mm-hmm. What would you like to eat? Do you want to eat? You know, I have been asking that question for years of my own body and my kids, but just the other day, my daughter didn't want to have dinner. And I went into mom mode, a little funky, which was kind of funny for me. And I was like, are you going to eat dinner? And she's like, no. I'm like, and then I went to, did you eat? Did you have something? Are you going to be okay? Like this. And then I kind of pulled back and I was like, oh, wait, did your body want to have dinner tonight? She goes, no, mom, it doesn't want to have dinner. I'm good. I was like, ah, she's asking. She grew up with the ease of knowing that.
Yeah.
Why do you want to eat? And it's like, no. And she's fine. I think she can go to bed without having dinner and not die the next day.
Exactly.
Like, I think it's like a 40-day thing. If we don't eat, it takes 40 days to starve to death. So one night, we're golden.
Exactly. I mean, and so and it's not about forcing a body to eat 3 square meals a day, meat, potatoes, you know, and dessert and whatever. That's, you know, some of the stuff that I grew up with, or, you know, but it's like, sometimes, no, I don't feel like eating anything. It's like, sometimes I'll have like not a lot of chips, but I'll have some chips. That's all my body wants. And I ask my body, do you want this? Yes. Anything else? No. Okay, cool.
Okay. Since you bring up chips, which are salty, we can talk a little bit about this weird point of view that access has, or that actually it's my point of view, because it's just so true too.
It is.
You know, that your body requires 3 things. It's actually kind of a scientific point of view too. To stay alive, it requires sugar, salt, and water. Salts, I say. That's what it requires to stay alive. Like, if you lose those 3 things, you lose water, you don't have very long. You're mm-hmm. not going to, you know, a couple days maybe. Salts could be even more devastating. If you don't have salts in your body, you go into epileptic fits and stuff, and your heart quits working and your nerves quit functioning. And you see that with marathon runners, where they make them get sports drinks and things in. And sugar is the same way. I mean, if you've ever met a diabetic who took too much insulin, you hear about those diabetic comas, because basically they took too much insulin, got the sugar out of their blood, coma.
Right.
These are very life-threatening events. So sugar, salt, and water is required for life.
Yeah.
The body to maintain being alive. Everything else is for fun. And sometimes our body will require some supplements or a certain vitamin or different things at different times. But with most of those things, it's not going to die instantly if you don't have them. Like, vitamin C takes a long time to get scurvy. And we can pull those things from other places too.
Yeah.
So sugar, salt, and water is what it actually requires. And how much fun can you have getting your sugar, salt, and water in?
Oh my God. You know, I just have to share, one time last year, I think it was Robert and I, my husband, we went for a walk, right? And it was a long walk. I didn't realize it was going to be like a friggin' hour hike. Right. And it's like, oh my God, you know, when we finished, we came back, like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted. I said, Robert, I just need to go somewhere. I need some sugar and some salt. That's what I need right now, right this second. I didn't, you know, it's like, she's like, okay, so I just need sugar and salt. And then after that, we can choose what else. So I had some Coke and some chips, you know, it's like, I just need that first. And then after that, it's like, okay, now I'm good. Now it's like, okay, now I can eat, you know, regular meal. And I had this beautiful dish. I don't even know what it was. And beautiful dessert after that. And it was like, oh, so good. My body was so happy. But it needed that salt and sugar first, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, so my husband now knows. He's like, okay, if she says that, all right, I'm going to get some Coke and get some chips and we're good. And then that'll tide you over until, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny. Once your body, you give your body permission to let you know about the sugar, salt, and water that it requires, it's really different how it shows up. And it's not a huge quantity you require. I mean, it's not like you don't eat the sugar. It's, you know, different.
It's like three chips and a couple of sips of Coke, you know? So it's not like I'm gorging on it or binging on it or whatever the word is, you know? It's like, no, it's like just your body knows how much it needs, you know? And then.
Yeah. And it goes a lot by taste. So this is one of the ways your body knows, and it will talk to you about it, and you can listen to this. It goes by taste. When your body wants sugar or salt, you almost can't taste it.
Mm.
I'll drink it the few times I don't drink a lot of Coke, but sometimes that's just absolutely what my body requires for the sugar. And I will drink a Coke and it tastes like sparkling water at first. And it's yummy and I can almost not drink it fast enough. That's mm-hmm. what my body's asking for. That's how it's telling me what it knows, what it's asking for. And then it may be months before I require another Coke. And it may not be a full one, or it may be a whole glass and a little bit part of another glass. But when it starts to taste icky.
Yeah, it's enough. You're done.
And that's when my body's like, we're done. The same thing with salt. Sometimes I want it salt enough that I just stick my finger in some salt or sprinkle it out and lick it. And it tastes yummy. And then I do it a second time. It tastes like salt. And I'm like, oh, you had all you want.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, easy.
It sounds crazy.
Yeah,
but it works.
Yes.
That's just a little thing that you might want to be aware of, and just be present with your body and ask your body questions when you are feeling tired or weak or drained or anything. Say, hey, body, do you require some sugar? You know, yes or no. Body, do you require some salt? Yes or no. Do you want some water? Do you want some whatever? Ask your body, yes or no, and then you will get some sort of awareness, you know, which is really cool. It's interesting. I did a call yesterday, a clarity call, and I was asking, you know, people on the call when they had something come up. I was like, okay, well, truth, is it yours? Is it somebody else's? You know, and it's like, and I'm waiting for them to respond, and in the meantime, I'm getting the awareness of what it is, and it's like, that is so cool that my body is giving me these messages. I'm assuming it's coming from my body because I'm feeling it in my body, right? So it's like, this is so cool. And then I'm getting this information about this other person. We're not even in the same room, right? We're like wherever they are. And it's like, that is so amazing. I was like, it happens. But it's like, when you see it again, it's like, that is so cool. That's amazing. It's like, wow, what a gift, you know?
That's a part of having more of this, Laura. That was so cool. Thank you for sharing it that way, because that's the joy of it, is like to recognize it, think it's cool, and wanting more of it. Like, wow, I can actually perceive a body across on Zoom across the world, and I'm perceiving what's going on in them or the one right in front of me. We all had moments where we have this kind of awareness, like when someone called you and you mm-hmm. knew they were calling before they called. You know, those kind of things. Most people will. I think there's actually a study that says 85% of the people have had that happen. You know, when they do a study, so most people have had something like that. But it's so much greater. There is so much more. You can actually perceive, and this is part of how I do my practice. This is how I work on bodies, is I can perceive in my body what's going on in their body. I sense it. My body gives me the information. It's better than any history that I used to take in the old days when I said, what's going on, and you had this in the past, and da-da-da-da. My body will give me so much more, and it'll be so much more correct and right on. I'll touch someplace, and they'll go, how did you know? That's where I've been having pain for like the last 20 years. Like, my body knows that stuff. Our body knows.
Yeah, my body knows. Are we listening?
Everything that has stopped you from listening to what your body knows, can we destroy and create all of that?
Yes, 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 yes.
We're right, wrong, good and bad, pod and puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
All right, let me take a question here. So yeah, if you'd like to ask a question, oops, hold on. You can write it in the chat, or you can raise your hand, or you can unmute yourself. Caroline asked a question about menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, irritation, not sleeping, weight gain. Mm-hmm. I'm Caroline.
That's just a little topic. Actually, I get asked that a lot. It's a very common thing that happens. And not every culture has it, but definitely in the Western world. it shows up and we love it and we love talking about it and we love sharing it. And it's this thing that we hate and we love. And if we didn't talk about it all the time and it wasn't creating it somewhere, we wouldn't be loving it somewhere. So somewhere it has a value to you. So the first thing is like everything you've made valuable in your crazy mind, it's not logical. Everything you made valuable about anything about menopause can be destroyed and created all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And when I say that valuable thing, it's like mom had it, grandma had it. You saw someone else go through it. You've heard everyone talk about it. The fact that you're talking about it, there's a value. You may hate it, but it's valuable because it's something you're creating. Somewhere you made it valuable. You got to fit in. Everyone else does it. You decided you're going to do it, or else you decided, there's no way I'm going to do that. Oh my God. You saw grandma when you were a little girl talking about her hot flash. You're like, I'm not going to do that. You just got it when you do that because you made it valuable enough to notice you don't even want it. So somewhere that, you know, so that clearing, what have you made so vital, valuable, real about menopause? It keeps you from creating a totally different reality with your body. Destroying and create all of that. I just, many times a gazillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So that one, you can re-listen and get it on this call again to run that a bunch if you're having these things. One of the easiest things I find to change, actually. I've had so many like hot flashes. Hundreds of women, they're just gone after sometimes a clearing just like that or a session with me or something. And what I talk about is like, is it yours? Mm-hmm. You know, what did you decide about menopause? What is actually changing in your body you haven't acknowledged that you're calling a hot flash? Now, I had, you know, I got 50-ish, 50. I'm a couple years past 50 now, but that age range. And I was like, woke up sweating one night. I'm like, is this a hot flash? I was kind of curious, not freaked out. And then I went, I woke up sweating like this my whole life. Now all of a sudden I'm 50, I'm going to think it's a different thing. Mm. Right? I mean, my whole life there were times I woke up kind of in a pool, you know, hot in the middle of the night and kicked my covers off. But because I wasn't in the age range, I never decided it would be hot. I didn't even consider that it could be called hot flashes. And now all of a sudden this thing that's been happening with my body and I've been creating with my body that was never a problem is now a problem and it's menopause, which was totally not light and true. It was weird. And then so I asked questions like, body, what are you actually doing? It was like, I am changing. This is my body talking with an accent. My attitude is like, I am changing everything in our body. My cells are changing around and flipping. The energy of this heat and what is happening is now I'm turning myself back into this pre-period state. It's almost like I was creating, it was euthanizing to create all the changes it needed to do so I wasn't this being that was going to be reproducing anymore on the planet. I was being like 12 again, or 13, whenever I started my menstrual cycle. And it was a huge enlightenment. It's like, oh my God, you can do that? How can I contribute? These are so cool. So anytime I have this energy that feels like a hot flash, I'm like, what are you creating and changing right now? It's releasing so much energy. And how can I contribute to it? I'm excited by them. They're not hot flashes, they're creative flashes. And what, you know, and how can we contribute to them so they're greater and create more of that change? Because they're massively energetic and you do them your whole life. They don't just happen to 55-year-old women.
Yeah.
But maybe we're creating the most change with our bodies of anybody, and that's why we get them more at that age. But anyway, that's just a different point of view and a way of looking at it. Ask questions. Your body may be creating something completely different than what I'm talking about, but you can ask it, hey, what is this? What's going on? What is all this heat? Mm-hmm. And if it's really uncomfortable, what can it take? What can we do or be different to change this? So we have more ease with it.
And it's interesting. I'm so glad Caroline brought up this question. I totally forgot about menopause. So it's like, oh, I don't even know if I'm experiencing menopause. You know, it's like, do I get hot flashes? I don't know.
No, I don't think most people actually, it's just something we make up around that time. And anything that, then we collect the evidence to prove of what it proved that it's a certain thing. Because anything that doesn't match your point of view, you can't see. And the things that do match your point of view, you're going to be looking for. So if you decided I'm this age, or you had a doctor say it, they tested your hormone levels and they're going down. Cool. They should go down. Who needs hormones? What are they required for?
I don't even focus on that. You know, like it's not a part of my reality at all. You know, I don't focus on it. I don't look for it. It's like, I'm just living my life.
Yeah. Which is, you know, and there's tons of, that's how does it get even better than that? you know, yeah. And that I'm going to bring that tool up because I love how does it get even better than that, or any better. When you have these things happen and they change, you get the awareness, like you feel someone's body or any of these things we're talking about. You go stop for just like a briefest of a moment. Just go, cool. How does it get any better than that? What else is possible? Because you're asking, you're having gratitude, you're acknowledging that you're the creator of it, that it exists, and that you want more. How does it get any better than that? Easy question. Write it on something, post it around your house. And when things are great and when things suck, when things aren't going great, you go, okay, that didn't really work for me. How does it get any better than that? You're going to be always asking for something better and greater and more, which is how you get more of all the stuff we're talking about.
And I use these two tools constantly all the time. And after your body class, I started using the how does it get even better than this, because I realized that that energy was slightly different than the how does it get any better than this, because of the acknowledgement and the gratitude that I'm already, like, it's already so great, you know, like I'm already so grateful and I'm already appreciating everything. And how does it get even better than this? And so that is like, for me, that was a big shift. It's like, oh, that was just one little word. And it's like, that was huge. So thank you for that.
The any and the even, I just, which one feels lighter? Because one of them has, can certain situations be more specific and that other is more broadly any. And even better can be a bit more specific. So what feels lighter? And they both create the same kind of energies if you're using them from that place too.
And the point is to use them.
Right? The point is to use them. Because I've heard it back both, you know, oh, we should say even, we should say any. And I'm like, say what works for you. They're both going to be asking for more. You're being grateful for what you've created. You acknowledge you created. You're asking for more. That's what that question really is.
Exactly. So Caroline, thank you. Yeah, she said something just shifted. I felt it in my brain, then down my left arm. Cool energy flow. Top of my head is open and tingling. How does it get any better than that? Or how does it get even better than that?
Yes. Yeah. And that's the ease of change and how quickly our bodies can change.
Yeah.
The body just goes, we let go of that. Awesome.
Yeah. Yay. All right, Karen, you had, go ahead, because you had asked a question. Raise your hand, asked a question. There you go. Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
I didn't know you were in Maine.
Yes, I am in Maine. Hi, Glenna. Hi. My question is, my mother got kicked off hospice, and now I'm trying to get her back on because over the weekend, she had two heart attacks, like 14 hours apart. And again, hospice asked, before they come out here to evaluate her, they said, are you sure she had a heart attack? You know, how do you know she had a heart attack? And the problem is, she recovers from her heart. Is she walking? So they don't want to bring her back on because she keeps recovering. And she's been on hospice for 2 years.
Yeah.
And so what do I, and she doesn't experience pain. They said she's experiencing pain. She just says she's uncomfortable. So she doesn't experience pain in her body. What can I say or do to get her back on hospice?
Well, there's kind of a couple conclusions in there, right? There's not a lot.
Okay.
So is hospice what's required, yes or no, or something else? I mean, I'll ask you some other questions before. I know you kind of got the awareness of it because you're smiling, but you're not sure. So hospice, my father's on hospice, so I'm just in the system right now too, and he's got, so there's a certain amount of time every 6 months they reevaluate, and then 3 months after that, and you get really great services because you get caregivers that can come in and clean them, you get nurses every week and all these other things, but there's requirements to be on hospice. One, you have to be getting worse. You have
right.
to be in the process of dying. And if you start getting better, they're kind of required to kick you out.
She just continues to decline, but she gets better. So it's a decline, but she gets better. So she's on this little roller coaster. So I can see the decline, but it's not fast enough for them. So they finally kicked her off.
So with that awareness of how you have to manipulate the system to get her on, what's required and what do you have to say to the hospice workers so they can put in their, you know, their pads where they write everything in, the information and the things that you know where she's getting worse, so they can then document that to the doctor so he can say, yes, you have to manipulate the system so it works for you. Would you be willing to have the hospice system, which actually is quite an amazing system in this country. I had no idea how good it was. Would you be willing to have that system work for you and your mother? But you got to see if it's required also.
Yeah.
That's the first question I ask. Because if it's not required, you're going to be going uphill in this battle for something that's actually not working for you. Maybe your mom's asking for something else. I mean, there are hospital admits. Did she go to the hospital with these heart attacks?
I should have brought her to the hospital, but it was.
You need to call her. So 911 is a great way to get it going again, because then all the systems work for you. Mm-hmm. A 911 transfer, not very fun, but if this is something you're trying to work, that's one of the manipulations that's required by the medical field. If you're trying to get them to work for you, you also need to manipulate and do the requirements they have. They just have requirements. They have boxes they have to check. So what if you could have that awareness and say the things that they need to hear to get your mom back into the hospice system?
Yeah, I think I have to clear. I'm the person that always like tells the truth.
So everything that is, you are dedicated to telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God, could you destroy and create all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all men, shorts, boys, and beyond. You aren't lying. You're telling them what they need to hear so she can get back into the system. Now, I'm a medical professional. I did these admit things for years. I worked in home care and nursing homes, and I needed to document what was required. Now, I could look at anybody in a bed and see a billion different things that could be said. I needed to say the things, what was required to document that what I was doing was appropriate based on the system. So you have to make the system work for you. This includes all systems, your IRS system, the, you know, DMV, all the systems that we deal with. How can you talk to them so it works for you? Right? It's working for her body. Like, you can ask her body what it needs to show them that they can see so they can get it documented correctly. Okay. You know, they're not very smart, and they're not aware, and they're not coming from awareness. You have such an advantage.
Okay.
And one thing about these big systems, people tend to fight. We tend to fight them, and they're used to someone fighting. You go into the DMV, you go into your kid's school, you go, ah, you're not doing what I want, and you fight, and they fight right back, and that's what we're used to seeing. But if you say, what would it take for the school district to work for my children? What would it take for the hospice system to work for my mother and me? Because it's going to help you out if they're coming in. These systems can just go, because nobody's asking. And you can receive a contribution from everything. So what contribution can you be and receive from these big systems, the bureaucratic systems, that you can never imagine possible? And everything that doesn't allow that can be destroyed and created.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I'll say one more thing about this after, because I was in them. It's not lying. You're helping me as the caseworker or the therapist or the doctor out so we can document the information that's required. Because we have to put that into a piece of paper. It's really, or into a computer thing, screen. And it's really important we get those in or we get in trouble down the road. So you need to give us the information that's required. It's not, you help us out. Well, anyway, that's enough information about that. Does that help?
That's awesome. Thank you very much, Glenna.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Karen, because that opened up the door for all the different systems to work for us. So thank you.
And our bodies. You can include your body in that, too. I mean, if it's a hospital bureaucratic system, it's definitely, obviously, your body. It's the one that's requiring it. But just your kids' school. Their bodies are in school every day. How can those systems?
Yeah, and, you know, and banking, that whole banking system.
Your body. Exactly.
For me, it was like the immigration, like a year and a half ago. I was like, oh my God, it all worked out. Thank God. You know, we worked the system, you know, and I was using the how does it get any better than this like crazy. And what else is possible here like crazy at that time. And, you know, using the tools and energetically and just everything shifted. But it's about working within the system even to get it to work for you.
It's like using it to your advantage.
Yeah.
And being what's required and asking for it to contribute instead of fighting it. Yeah. Within the system, but you're outside the system. The system, like your reality is greater than the system's reality. So the system should be the one, you know, you can control, manipulate, and dominate the energy so they work for you. And the first time I asked this was years ago with insurance companies for my practice that were not paying me well. I was billing them and they were their point of view is to try to not pay the practitioners. And I said, wow, what would it take for these insurance companies to work for me? What contribution could I be received from them I've never considered? And all of a sudden, my paperwork was perfect. It came back. They were giving me refunds in other ways. I got my money in a week where it used to take 6 weeks. Everything started changing. I was like, wow, this is really quite amazing. I also used it during the divorce I had years ago. Mm-hmm. The legal system. And everything worked for me in that also. I wasn't fighting, I was asking for a contribution.
Wow, that's a good one. Asking for the contribution from the system to work for you, to contribute to you so that you have more ease and get what you require.
Exactly.
Interesting.
You can feel the energy is changing.
Interesting how you can, you know, ask for that contribution. You know, yeah. It's not something that I'm, you know, all that familiar with or that used to asking a contribution from systems to help me, because usually it's me against the man, you know, kind of thing, right? There's that.
Okay, so everything that is, it is you against the system, you against the man, and all these systems are designed to keep you in place and they can never help you out. You're just trying to create all of those points of view so you can have a different possibility.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I mean, a lot of them were kind of designed initially to supposedly help you.
Supposedly, yes.
Or whatever. they kind of morphed into these other things, but that's the point of view creates your reality, and there is a different point of view. Just going in, my mother had to go into the DMV. All this crazy stuff with her car and her moving to my house and having the car registered in another state, and they were giving her this runaround, and there was problems with the previous owner, and she's like getting pissed off and about to go up in their face, and I said, Mom, no, try this. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Can you help me? I just don't understand. All this stuff, and I just don't understand it. Can you help me? Because those people behind that desk kind of like to have it, someone that's not fighting him that they could help. It's a great manipulation to try. I mean, if they still fight you, maybe try a different one. But, you know, going in with a totally different point of view, can you help me with this? And the person behind the desk is like, oh, my gosh, I can. Of course I can, man. It works everywhere.
Yeah.
That's
true. Even here in Austria, that does work. Can you help me? And that's what, you know, that's how, now when I have to go in, I'm just going to ask a question. Excuse me. You know, and I go in so innocently and so sweetly. Excuse me. I'm a little bit confused about this. Can you help me out here? You know, yep. What are they going to say? No, of course not.
They got to do something different. Their jobs are boring. You just gave them something fun to do for a minute.
Exactly. All right. So I have a question that came to me here from Mel. I think it says, how do I help my body heal excessive fatigue? I was craving grass-fed salted butter, eating it straight. It freaked me out. I've been really exhausted from stress, deep grief, really anything I can do for my body. Actually, it has been getting worse, my health issues. I thought were healed.
Okay. Well, there's a lot there.
A lot of questions there, Mel.
A lot of questions and a lot of information I don't have, like this, the grief and things like that. Grief is something that we create and is very prevalent and required almost if it's around death. You're not considered a good person if you don't grieve. So it's something we actually have to create to fit in here. So you can pretend you grieve, but don't make it real for you in your body, if that's possible, just to look at the energy of some different possibility around grief. It's not necessarily fun for the person who died. If it's death we're talking about, I'm not really sure what grief is for. But if it was someone, family member, someone close to you that passed away, the being that just passed away often doesn't have a great time with your grief either. Like if you think of all the times you passed away and everybody just cried when you were creating a different possibility and a different reality, and all your family members are bawling, what if they weren't? What could you create? So looking at that is just what else is possible beyond grief? How would I actually like to be with this change? Because it's also often the change of not having the person's physical body there in your reality anymore that's the toughest part. Fatigue. Okay, there's lots of things you can ask about fatigue. Is it yours? You know, is it mine or someone else's? A lot of people are pretty tired about what's going on. Are you saying, am I sick and tired all the time? When you say I'm sick and tired, this is what we talked about at the beginning, your body is your best friend. It will create exactly what you're asking for. And it will get tired, or it will grab a virus out of the world and out of, you know, air to make you sick. So saying you're sick and tired is a way to create yourself tired. So everywhere you have said you're sick and tired or saying you're sick and tired, it's creating the tiredness in your body. We just run and create all of that.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. You know, it's really about asking questions to see what awareness you can have around it, and then what can you change with this? Like, body, what would it take to change this with total ease? It could be something also. Tiredness could also be, does your body require something to change? And sometimes people think they're tired because they're not sleeping as much as they used to, but they're not sleeping because their body doesn't require that much sleep. But because they have a point of view, if you don't sleep, you're going to be tired, they create the tired. Mm-hmm. So body, do you require more sleep or do you require less? And you're looking at what's lighter and what's heavier for your body, less or more, which one pops? Without a point of view, you got to get out of your point of view and let your body talk to you.
So I always say truth. Whenever I ask a question, I say truth first. And then I ask the question and, you know, wait for the awareness. I'm not looking for an answer, you know, it's like, what awareness exactly do I get from it?
And that it can be a muscle you build, getting that awareness of the what's light and true for you and what's heavy, that's a lie. Just keep asking them, and you'll get, the more you ask, the more you get aware of what's true for you. Because if you ask and you're not right on, you go, oh, that wasn't actually true. I guess I missed that one. Let me ask again. And you start to get more clear for you about what your yeses and your nos are like for your body. It'll be easier over the more you use it. You're building a muscle to learn how to listen to your body, which you're maybe hearing for the first time or just been doing for a few years. So it's you've had lifetime after lifetime not using this tool. Don't expect that you have to get it perfect. Expectations always let us down anyway. Keep you know, when you learn to write, you practiced for years in school. Let yourself practice with these tools of what's true for your body.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Without any judgment, without, you know, trying to come to conclusions or anything like that. Just play with it, you know. Start off with simple little things like, hey, buddy, do you want to have this? Yes or no, you know? And do you want to drink this? Yes or no? Start with something simple that doesn't have it's not significant, or you're not really attached to the result or the outcome, you know, and then keep going.
I mean, you can just walk down, like, if you're a nice shopping mall or a city center that's kind of fun, or a park, or on a walk, you can, with different pathways you can go on, stop at a street and go, buddy, do you want to go right? Wait, that's the other way. You want to go right? Or you want to go left? And see what lights up. Which one goes lighter? Which one goes ee? And your body may not have a point and be willing to go both ways. But like, what's going to create more? If we go this way or if we go that way? That's another way to play with it and start to feel. You can actually just do that in your home.
Yeah, what's going to create more? And I love that question. What's going to create more? Because we're talking about creating your life. We're talking about creating your reality with your body, right? So what's going to create more for your body?
Yes.
And I love questions.
Yeah, if I choose this, what's my life going to be like in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years? Those are great, other great questions. And you can ask that even with, you know, you're out at a restaurant. If I choose to go to that restaurant, what's my life going to be like in 5 years? And see if there's a difference.
I never thought of that.
Now I'm playing with that. If I choose that, what's my life going to be like? And if I don't choose, what's it going to be like? And then I've seen the ones that don't have, you know, a point of view, and simple things can create a change. And who knows what that is? It could be that you meet someone in the restaurant that will ask something or require, you know, there's so many possibilities that we miss.
Yeah.
We're not being the question.
I love that. It can be so simple, you know, and it's like, yes, always ask questions. Continue to ask questions. And when you get stuck, you know, and in some way or feeling funky or whatever, ask a question. You know, what's going on here? What else is possible here? You know, I love asking that. And what will this create? Or, you know, what will create more? You know, it's always a great one. And then wait for the awareness, you know, like, don't just jump to a conclusion.
Awareness have more space. Conclusions tend to do this. Awareness have more space. And you can ask, is that awareness or conclusion? If you're wondering, different. That actually works too. I've used all those.
I love that. Is that an awareness or a conclusion? Because sometimes, you know, my mind is plays with me. So it's like, I love that. Thank you. So we'll take a few more questions in just a moment, but I just wanted to share with everybody the Glenna, the free gift that you have for everyone, and also the offer that you have, the special offer you have for everyone. So Glenna, on the gift page, which I will put a link in the email, it's going to go out, is a free call, which includes the call, a clearing lube, and a PDF. What call is that, Glenna?
Oh, I had so much fun looking for this. So I did 4 or 5 years of this questionable conversations, maybe not that long. Some other series were that, but it was a monthly call, questionable conversations, We had different topics for many months. I went back through and looking through them, and I pulled my very first one and started listening to it. And it was about bodies. Mm-hmm. And I was totally kind of into it. I was like, this is actually really fun. I said, cool stuff. So I'm putting that one out there. So you guys can listen to that. It was one of my very first recorded questionable conversations.
Yay.
I did. And then for the, do you want to talk about the other one, the product?
So the special offer, if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. If you're not on the live page, you can go to alara.at.cyl.glenna. But, you know, they'll have the link in the email. But yeah, you could check the special offer is about Bodies and Money, three-part teleclass.
Yes. So that was a special I did on creating with your body, Bodies and Money. So I did one, Bodies and Money, Bodies, Sex, Bodies and Aging, and Bodies and Movement, I think, for a full year. So that was the first part of that yearly series I did. And we talked about business and bodies and many of the things we talked about and expand on what I talked about today. Great questions, great group of people on those calls. So that was a really fun series. And I can't remember what I'm offering it for, but it was quite a...
It's $125, and it includes the three calls, the three clearing loops, and three PDFs. So, which, you know, the clearing loop, I mean, it's great to listen to the call, which is great. You know, there's so much info and information and energy clearing on the call. And then you can listen to the clearing loop and just loop that and have that playing in the background. And then there's a PDF, because some of us like to read the the clearings. And then, yeah, so those are the three different things. But it's all about bodies and money. And I know that for a lot of people, you know, those are two big, significant topics. Bodies and
money is for your body was kind of the inspiration for it, which we talked about a little bit on this call. So we go into a deep dive into a lot of different ways and look at a lot of different things. And it's all, you know, the questions I was asked were always incredible and what I could talk about. The changes and the clearings. These calls were always way more powerful than I ever imagined. I usually come on, and I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to talk about. Then everyone would be half asleep by the end. So they're really fun for me to do anyway. So I'm really glad.
It's always about the questions people have, right? And those questions, you know, will open up and bring up stuff for you all as well. And so then the clearings are there to clear that stuff. Because believe it or not, we still have some stuff going on. If you are not, you know, and, you know, you were just saying really quickly about money is for the body, right? So the infinite being doesn't really require money, but the body in this 3D reality requires money. You know, it requires a place to live, food to eat, car to drive, go and do fun stuff. You know, the body requires that. And so a lot of times, you know, if you're in the metaphysical realm, you know, we were always told it's not spiritual to have money, you know, but, and so my body likes to be well taken care of.
It does. I wonder who came up with that. You know, it's probably some spiritual guy who wanted their money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can think of the Catholic Church as a big spiritual organization who loved to get your money, but said you shouldn't have it at the same time. It's a great manipulation. Yeah, money makes it easier. It's way more easier to go out to dinner in a nice restaurant with money.
Yes.
You could probably figure it out without money. Like maybe you could get hired at the restaurant and work there and get free meals because you work there. Or, you know, maybe you could get someone else to take you out. There's other ways you could probably do it, but it's so much more ease to just go and give money.
There you go. And, you know, I'll just really quickly, you know, the body is such that my body likes a nice environment. You know, it likes, you know, nice tablecloths on my tables, you know, when I'm eating. It likes crystal, it likes nice cutlery and nice plates and really good, yummy, tasty food that's well presented. My body likes that. And it likes going to a place where like if I'm going to a hotel or resort or something, where, you know, the bed is really nice and comfortable and the pillows are nice and the blanket. I like that. My body's like, ah, this is good. You know, and so last weekend we kind of went to a hotel and it was not good. My body was like, no. And so then we switched and went to another place like, yes, this. So I was like, yeah, my body likes this. This is the kind of stuff my body likes. And now my husband knows. He's like, okay, your body, you like living like this. Yes, yes, I do. It's much more ease, much more comfortable. I like being pampered. I like, you know, feeling at ease, you know? So I was like, yes, this is what my body likes. And it's like, even as I'm talking about it, it's like, oh, that was so nice.
You know what's cool is you're gifting to your husband too.
Well, he loves taking care of me. He loves being able to.
Yeah, I get that. You got a pretty amazing husband. There's a huge gift in all of that that he likes to gift you. But what I was getting is that he got to stay in the nicer hotel too.
Yes, that's true.
He's receiving more by your body receiving more is creating his body receiving more. It's not linear. It doesn't make total sense. It's kind of irrational to look at it that way. But what's it creating? Like I think I mentioned this at the beginning of the call. What when you receive more, you become an inspiration for other people to receive more.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what was that like? And that just keeps going and expanding out. And if everyone on the planet just had a point of view that they'd like to have their body be happy instead of suffering, what could that actually change? I mean, I'm kind of like, what I can see is it could change war.
Yeah, damage. For sure.
Because people wouldn't be choosing the way they are. They'd be asking for things different. If people just had the question of what would it take my body to receive what it's asking for or desires, what could that, just that question being asked by more people and how that exponentializes every time we ask it. This is why receiving money creates more. If people that were, like everyone on this call, receiving more money creates more for everybody. Because one, when you have more money, you're out there creating more, doing things with your money that are creating more possibilities on the planet. But I know if I was a multi-billionaire, I would buy up companies that are monsters and they work for me, you know?
Yeah.
And nice. They would have consciousness and they'd create from consciousness and they'd create from the question. But when those of us who are actually looking for something greater are skewing money or not wanting to have money in our life, we limit the change that we could actually create on the planet. Mm-hmm. What if money works for you just like those institutions I talked to about earlier? What contribution can money be? Yeah, yeah. Those things, I think I talk about all of that on that money call.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great question. What contribution can money be to you, your body, your life, your living?
Yes.
Everything. Ask that question and then just, you know, get the awareness of that. And I know like when we go traveling or whatever, it's like, hey, we just contributed to this city's economy, or we just contributed to this, you know,
right.
You know, and it's a small little thing, but it's like, oh, we just contributed to this, you know, this place, you know, and it's not just, you know, we're spending money there, but it's also our physical presence is there. Right.
Yeah.
And for me, that's huge.
When you are creating from a question, just being that energy, being you and being questioned, you are so different. And people know that. When you go up to the person in the hotel place and there's something weird in your room and you don't yell at him and you say, what else is possible? And, you know, what else is possible? How could we change this?
Mm-hmm.
And they've never heard someone talk like that. Their life just changed. They just saw a different possibility. So us walking around the planet, every person we're speaking to is seeing something different because you're willing to be a question and not come to a conclusion. So, you know, having a right awareness that there's different possibilities available is a really unique way to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And what else is possible for all of us on the call listening now, everybody listening later and watching the video later, what else is possible for all of us, you know, and what contribution can we be to each other and to this beautiful planet and to our bodies? Our bodies are so contributing to us all the time and gifting to us all the time. And like, wow, you know, when I get that, when I really truly get that, it's like, oh, I'm so grateful, you know? And it's like, so I automatically go to touch my body, you know, when I get into that space, I'm so grateful, you know? And so, you know, it's like, how often do we truly acknowledge our bodies and be grateful for them? So I invite you to do that regularly. Be grateful, acknowledge, appreciate, and just give your body a hug, you know? And sometimes the body, that's all it wants, just that acknowledgement, just that touch. You know, and that caring and nurturing, right?
Yes. Yes.
I feel so good. I love talking about bodies. It's amazing. You know, when I rejected my body forever, and now it's like, I love talking about bodies. And what else is possible, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I get, you know, like what contribution can you be and receive from your body you've never imagined? Everything that's not out will be stored on credit.
Yes.
I'm going to give that a hot pot on my short stories and deal. That's a real easy go-to.
Yes. Thank you. No, that's beautiful. I love that. So I know we've already gone over, but I could talk about this forever because it's such a huge, huge topic, you know, and I don't think that we've even touched the surface of it, you know, like there's just so much more that, you know, we could share and talk about and ask questions about, you know, it's like, this is a whole series in itself.
I mean, there seems like the 3-day body class. You talked about going to that.
So do you have any coming up?
I have one coming up in Seattle, Washington, where my hometown, where I grew up. And I have to say that I'm so excited to spend 3 or 4 days there. Oh, my body just vibrates and gets so happy when the plane starts to come over that part of the world.
Oh, nice.
Seattle, Washington in a couple weeks in April, the end of it, 28th. And then I'm going to be in LA, which is another wonderful place, Burbank, actually, in May. And then there's an advanced body class coming up with Gary Douglas in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. In May.
Yeah, I think the only one he's doing this year. And you need to have body classes prereqs. And there's a bunch of other facilitators all over the world to get them. You definitely don't have to choose my class. So I, of course, would be very happy.
And you know, and that's the thing. It's like I had done 2 body classes with Cass, right? And I love them. And so when I was doing yours, like, well, I've already done 2. I don't need another one, you know. But then doing it with you was a totally different experience. So I encourage, you know, those of you who may have only done 1 body class with one person, do it with somebody else, you know, just to see the difference and experience the difference, you know, because each facilitator is different, right?
We all have different awarenesses that we have and bring, and your body will resonate different times with different ones. And it's not just us. It's also how the class is created, because really the class is about the people that show up and what they're asking for. So there'll be some classes that your body, you know, you may have one in your hometown, but actually choose someone that's in another city and think that's really weird. Mm-hmm. You go, oh, the people showing up are be the ones that can contribute the most to the change you're asking for your body. So it's not logical and linear. I've had people that have come to one of my class a month for ages, and some people that have popped into one and seen other people. It's really, you got to ask your body what's going to create the most.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just convenient because they need to get to an advanced body class, and mine's the closest city, the closest town, which is cool because it always creates more. And these classes, I've been teaching for like 8 years, I think, 1 or 2 a month. So I've taught, and they're never boring. I am not bored with teaching this class. Every single one is different and more exciting and fun, mostly because of who shows up and what they want to change. And I love, obviously, talking about bodies.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just so different. If you've never taken a body class, it's so different. It's like, when I first took it, it was like, I didn't know what to expect at all. I never know. And it was like, wow. And now it's like, I love going to body class. I love getting body processes. It's like my body just melts, you know. I lie on the massage table. My massage table is always open and ready, you know, and I just have to lie on it. And it's like, my body just receives, you know, and it's like, it's like amazing. And when you get once you do a body class, it's like everything in your life starts to change. You know, it's just because you truly are now creating with your body. You sometimes have the connection with your body for the first time. We should have talked about this at the beginning, but anyways.
We did a little bit. You get a connection with your body often for the first time. The bars create that also.
Just so much. So, you know, if you can get to one with Glenna, great. If you can get to another body class with some other facilitator, great. Just go and try it and have fun. And just, you know, your body will love it. Your body will love it. And you're going to be like, oh my God, why didn't I do this sooner?
I love hearing you talk about body classes. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's like, so when are you coming back to Austria?
I am not sure. Hopefully this year, though. Hopefully this year to do the body class and to do the manual therapy class that I've just got a new name for.
Cool.
And artistry will be the advanced one. So hopefully Austria has loved that class. And I've got amazing hosts there. So hopefully I'll be able to do that.
Yay. Cool.
Okay. I'll see you there. Or maybe in India. Who knows? You're all over the world.
That's true. You never know where I might end up. You never know. Lucy Ann, did you want to say something?
Just thank you. I have so much gratitude for this conversation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for letting me know.
Oh, thank you, Lucianne. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, what else is possible? Beautiful energy. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll be putting this up, on YouTube and my podcast shortly. So, you know, do go back and listen to it or watch it again. And just be open to receiving, because we, you know, Glenna was, you know, did a lot of clearings, you know, but not just that. When two facilitators are on a call like this together, especially, there's magic. There's magic happening. So thank you.
Thank you, Lauren, for putting this all together too and inviting me to be part of it.
I'm so glad it finally worked out. Yay! Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being with us, being present, being vulnerable, you know, as well sometimes, right? And connecting to your body and acknowledging your body and giving your body a chance to just be and recognize that it is a gift and contribution to you, and what more is possible, right? And what else is possible, and what else can it create for you, right? So thank you, everyone. And until next time, I will say this, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.